Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning, good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday and every Friday. And today's Friday, so it's a Just Jen episode. You know, a micro episode where I talk for about, 10 minutes, maybe under 10 minutes about a topic that I think is important or that I'd like to address that, is close to my heart. And I get to rant a little bit and talk a little bit without a guest. And, you know, Tuesdays I love because I get a guest and I get to bring you someone special or exciting or someone that I find intriguing. But on Fridays, it's just me. So this Friday, I'm going to talk about something that I think is a little bit of a touchy subject and maybe a little controversial. So I am excited about it. And my dear friend, Renee Bauer, she has a podcast called Happily Even After, and she's fantastic. And she posted something recently about narcissism and narcissists. And the quote was, I'm going to read it right off her feed. It said, "Can we talk about calling everyone we don't like a narcissist?" And it really struck a chord with me because back in September, when I was watching The Bachelor and or The Bachelorette, actually, and there was that big hype about Greg and how he treated Katie and everyone was calling him a narcissist and blah, 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 and this and this. And, you know, everyone had their opinions and, you know, look, everybody can have their opinions and everyone can say what they want. I'm not saying that he wasn't. I'm not saying that he was. I'm not a doctor. And that is my point. That is exactly my point. I am not a doctor. I do not have letters behind my name. I am not Jennifer Hurwitz, MD, which I would love to be. I wish that would be fantastic. I'd go back to school for 25 years, but that is my point. I'm not a therapist, a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I do not have the ability or the education to label someone a narcissist, okay? And most of you don't either. So we can't just, you know, throw these labels out there and call everybody we don't like a narcissist or everybody that, you know, gaslights someone, quote unquote, a narcissist or everybody that has narcissistic tendencies or behaviors, you know, a narcissist. We just can't do it. Because when we do that, we label these people and they carry that label with them forever. Okay, especially with social media, they carry it with them to their next relationships. They carry it with them and their children here. And they carry it with it. And you know what? Look, here's the thing about it. Unfortunately, this is how it goes. Very few people in the world, I think it's like 0.16, I don't even know, percent, are actually clinically diagnosed with narcissistic behavior disorder. Okay? Or personality disorder, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. Again, then here we go on the other flip side. People say all the time, this is the other the argument, is that most narcissists don't even go to therapy, so how can they be diagnosed? Look, I get it. I understand. Just like the autism spectrum, I like to say that it's like lemonade, right? Everyone has a little sprinkling of lemons, and some have more lemons in their lemonade, and some have less lemons in their lemonade. So you have the spectrum. It's high spectrum and low spectrum, whatever. I think that people can have behavior, certain behavior characteristics. They can have certain behaviors that are narcissistic-like behaviors, or they have tendencies that are leaning towards narcissism. That doesn't mean they're a narcissist, okay? So stop labeling people as such. You're not doing anyone a favor, okay? By just because you're mad at a person or you're mad at a girl that you went on a date with and she was, you know, this, this, and this, you can't just go on saying, well, she was a narcissist. That's why it didn't work out. that doesn't do any good. That doesn't help. Okay. It is really bothersome to me. The same with depression, the same with manic, bipolar, the same with quote unquote crazy. Okay. Look, y'all, we're not doing anybody in this world in the mental health awareness, being mentally healthy, all this positivity we're supposed to be instilling and talking about. It's not positive to say someone is bipolar or she's manic or she's so depressed, she has depression. You don't know if someone has depression unless someone says to you on a date, look, I just want to let you know, I take blah, 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 and I am clinically depressed. If that's something they share with you, don't throw that back in their face. As a relationship expert, I know a little something about doing relationships right and how important it is to maintain intimacy without feeling anxiety or shame. Research shows that one of the leading causes of divorce is lack of affection and attention. Well, no worries, I've got you. I have discovered Promescent to help alleviate intimacy issues and help build a healthy romantic connection with your partner. Grab all your sexual wellness needs in one convenient spot. Over 2,000 healthcare professionals recommend it, and clinical studies prove that it works. Promescent.com has something for everyone. Delay spray to help men last longer in bed, arousal gel for women to enhance sexual pleasure, and VitaFlux for men and women. It's a supplement that boosts libido and sexual functioning. I love it all. Look, I could go on for days, but you have to go see for yourself, so check it out. Promescent.com with free, discreet shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Go on. It's Promescent.com. That's Promescent.com. When you're dating someone and you're close to them and they share something so private with you and you're dating for months and you know, you get in a fight, how dare you throw that back in their face? You know, they say, I'm having a bad day, or they go off the rails or whatever. And you look at them and you're like, you know, did you take your meds? Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. That's awful, y'all. That's awful. Look, if you follow me, you know, I have anxiety. I am clinically diagnosed with anxiety. I do have situational depression. I was diagnosed with that when I went through my divorce. Divorce is a tough time. When I moved to Charlotte, it was a tough time for me. So yes, I do take medication. I don't know how I could get through life without it. So I am fine with that. But if someone says to me, are you on your meds? Did you miss? I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Okay. That's not how this shit works. Y'all, we need to behave ourselves and act like good people and good humans. And we need to really, you know, be positive and help people out. And if you're having a bad day, don't say, did you take your meds? That's horrible. And don't be labeling people something that they're not. Okay. Look, it's just not right. It's just not right. There are people out there that may seem, you know, if you've been gaslighted and someone's gaslighting you, damn it all to hell, then you know it. You know what it's like to be. Look, I've been gaslighted hundreds of times. Okay. Gaslighting is awful. It's a horrible, horrible thing. But just because someone gaslights you, it doesn't mean that they are a narcissist. It may mean that they are. Yes, yes, yes. They could be, possibly. But unless they are clinically diagnosed, or unless you know, okay, someone's told you, or they actually, you know, look it. It's. I'm not saying that there are not narcissists out there. My God. I mean, I have girlfriends who are and colleagues that work with narcissistic behavioral disorder all the time. And it's awful. And these people are horrible. And to be abused by a narcissist and be in a narcissistic relationship or a relationship with a narcissist, it's, oh my God, you guys, I've been there. It's horrible. But please, just because someone doesn't like you or someone, you don't get along with someone, it doesn't mean that you can say, well, it didn't work out. He was a narcissist. Choose your words. Maybe it didn't work out because he was an asshole. Maybe he's just a freaking asshole. Or maybe she was just a bitch. But yes, if you think someone is a narcissist and they need help or they need to see someone or you're in a relationship for 12 years with a narcissist, by all means, I have amazing colleagues that work with these people all day long. If you're co-parenting with a narcissist, oh, my heart goes out to you. Okay. So that's my shtick. I'm sticking to it. It bothers me and it breaks my heart because I do feel like some situations and some relationships go off the rails because people blame each other for things that they're just not. Things are misconstrued. Sometimes people just don't know how to communicate. And sometimes two people can't get along, but the next two people can. Like maybe you didn't have a good relationship with someone because y'all didn't work out, but maybe I have a good relationship with him. And I don't think he's a narcissist, but you did, right? So I don't know. Let's be careful. Let's be kind. Okay. Let's be aware of our surroundings and let's choose our words. So that's all today. And that's my rant and I'm sticking to it. And thank you, Renee, for posting that because, it really did. I did actually, a reel, back in September when I saw, that Bachelorette episode and I was scared to post it. Me, of all people, scared to post something. I mean, like, do I care what people think? No, I never give a shit, but I was horrified because I did not want to be, beat up in the backsplash that goes behind you in the fridge. I mean, in the kitchen, the backlash for that. I didn't want to take it. But I really did feel like, that whole episode, that Greg and Katie thing was just, it was a shit show. And I felt for both of them, but I really did feel like he was, that word was thrown around. Oh, he's a narcissist. He was horrible. He was, look, I wasn't there. I only saw the edited version of everything. And while he may very well be a narcissist, let's be careful. That's all I'm saying. Let's be careful. And the reel that I made, I will post and we'll get some feedback. And you can always give feedback to me. I love feedback and I love thoughts and I don't like to fight. I don't like conflict, but I do like to hear your thoughts. So please join my Facebook group, Doing Relationships Right, my Facebook page. It's private and I love that because we get to talk. Follow me on Instagram and YouTube, please. And I'm really super close to like some big stuff going on. So I'm excited. I feel like it's a new vibe. It's a little bit different on my Instagram feed. It's like, got my engagement is all going on and it's fun over there. So I love it. I love it. I love it. And I have a new sponsor. I have SoberLink and I have Promescent. Promescent is, oh my God, you guys, it's like lube and sex spray that it's a penis enhancer and spray that a delay spray that keeps you hard longer. Oh, got some good stuff. Check out promescent.com. For more stuff over there. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about everything going on with Doing Relationships Right. So hire me, call me, talk to me. Oh my God, I'm at 10 minutes. I got to go. Everybody have a great day. Do something fun this weekend and peace, love, and so much truth. Bye y'all. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. On Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.